Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
Shocking. After everything the FBI has done to Republicans, and some of it so bad, that Mike Johnson would break the tie to basically allow them to spy on us without a warrant, which isn't even legal. And knowing full well Republicans, will not terrorists, but Republicans will take the brunt of this. I mean, you look at an FBI that censored during the last election to cover up the crimes of Hunter Biden, specifically to target legitimate media outlets, an FBI that made up the Russia collusion hoax, broke the law to do it, perjured themselves before the FISA court multiple times, an FBI who in the 2015 and 2016 election cycle used the FISA spying powers that are only supposed to be used to spy on terrorists who are not in America, not American citizens, used it over 1,000 times to spy on Republican primary candidates, then turned around in 2021 and used it to spy on all 19,000 donors to a Republican campaign. They are more interested in using this against us than the terrorist, and yet Mike Johnson, shockingly, explains the speaker, well, you know, they kind of did break the law using it thousands of times, but, you know, terrorism. So I'm going to vote. Yeah, this whole, it's so bizarre to watch Republicans do this. You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of a woman whose husband beats her. And then when the cops show up because, you know, they've seen her around work with some black eyes, she defends him. No, I fell down the stairs. That's how it just feels like that with the Republicans allowing this. Lee, we can catch terrorists all day long. You just got to get a warrant. That's all we're asking. You just got to get a warrant. And that was shot down, voted against by Mike Johnson, by, shockingly, Marjorie Taylor Greene, by everybody but 19 Republicans. Why wouldn't you want them to get a warrant? Here's another one. We could have restricted, hey, guess what? Only 5 people at the FBI can do this. Nobody else. That makes it a lot easier to spy on the spies. We could see what they're doing. Instead, over 10,000 people have access to this database. And it's clearly already being used for political opposition research. And yet Republicans are like, fine, yeah, jail us, spy on us, bankrupt us, do whatever. We're fine. Just, we love it. And when you look at how they've used this too, I mean, they have access to this across multiple agencies. You saw Tucker Carlson's personal texts taken illegally without a warrant and sent to media outlets. And the Republicans want to continue with it. This is madness. Okay, enough for me, whatever. Anyway, they voted to do it on Friday. It's sickening. Yeah. But the good news is Anna Paulina Luna, one of the 19 who voted no, used a rare procedural move that the bill, they're going to have to vote again on it to discharge the bill to the Senate. And we lost this by one vote. And there was one Republican congresswoman who says she couldn't make it boo-hoo because she had the flu. Poor baby. No time to save the Fourth Amendment or the Republic if you have the flu. It'll all have to just go down.
What happened to those Zoom votes we used to have during the COVID lockdowns?
I don't know.
Why couldn't that have been done?
I don't know. And she actually, I guess she got in some trouble for it and was appalled. Oh, I had the flu. Sorry. Oh, well, what if you get the flu during the Second Amendment vote? Then what? No. We're just not going to have guns? I mean, that's just sorry. I'm sorry. That's just ridiculous. Anyway, the good news is there's another vote today. It will not be discharged to the Senate unless they have a vote. She says she's going to vote this time. And this is Congress. The ding-a-ling is Congresswoman Debbie Lesko. I am very disappointed. I was unable to be in Washington, D.C. today due to having the flu. Had I been able to vote, I would not have supported today's FISA reauthorization.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
So this is really close. Let's hope she votes for freedom and we keep the Fourth Amendment.
Might as well say the dog ate her homework.
Why would you do that? I mean, this is so bizarre. This is so bizarre on part of Republicans. Democrats would never behave like this. Yeah, no, if they want to illegally spy on us, that's totally fine. No, we're good with that. We're just spy on us. You'll maybe get some terrorists too if you're at it. But just know it'll be okay. We want that.
Well, of course, the only terrorists that Democrats see are white supremacists and MAGA Republicans.
I mean, they keep telling us we're domestic terrorists, half the country. We need to begin to believe them, that they really think this way and want to treat us this way. But, you know, inside the FBI this weekend, they were laughing their tails off, laughing their butts off at us. We have to tell you, we have to coach terrorists. Stupid Mike Johnson. I can't believe, I mean, I wouldn't have even said this. I would have just kept my mouth shut. Yeah. He sounds so dumb. But in the beginning, it's hard to hear the beginning part of the audio. He's saying, yes, I saw them abuse this.
When I was a member of the judiciary, I saw the abuses of the FBI, the terrible abuses over and over and over.
I saw the abuses of the FBI, terrible abuses over and over. It's not just abuses. This is lawbreaking.
When I was a member of the judiciary, I saw the abuses of the FBI, the terrible abuses over and over and over, the hundreds of thousands of abuses. And then when I became speaker, I went to the SCIF and got a confidential briefing from sort of the other perspective on that to understand the necessity of Section 702 of FISA and how important it is for national security. And it gave me a different perspective.
Uh-huh. Yeah, shut up. Yeah, it's really important to surveil all 19,000 donors to a Republican campaign. Sure, Mike. Uh-huh. You're not fooling anybody.
If there are hundreds of thousands of abuses, then why is there not some type of compromise made where we stop the abuses, but then continue the warranted searches when necessary, when you go before a judge for it? I mean, why cannot both of those things occur?
We can.
Well, I know we can. That's just, why can't he do that? I don't understand.
That's what I don't get.
Listen, Johnson's got a tough job, and, you know, the previous speaker made it even tougher. But he has done some things that I didn't think that we would get done. However, this is one of those things that shouldn't have got done that did get done.
Yeah, and again, to flip like that, it doesn't make any sense. There's something bigger going on here. You know what I think? I think part of it's just the problem is all of these agencies, think IRS, NSA, GSA, FBI, they've all got their own intel people who have access to the NSA database. So I could see how if you're a Republican on the Hill and you know they've got a digital file on all of us, it would make you very, very nervous to know that if you'd like to cut that funding at the IRS, but gee, your affair that you had 5 years ago might just end up on Wikipedia like Kevin McCarthy's did.
Now, I guess, you know, you already know that you're a target. You just don't want to become the bullseye.
Exactly. And I think that explains a lot of what goes on with the Republicans. I don't think anybody from the FBI comes and threatens you or blackmails you. I don't think that happens because I don't think it has to happen. I mean, look, they all saw what happened to Kevin McCarthy.
Yep.
And that was shocking. I mean, Kevin McCarthy was going to be the speaker and he had an affair with Congresswoman Renee Elmers. They were both married. And somebody from the Department of Homeland Security went and changed his Wikipedia entry, let the whole world know. They eventually chased it back to the Department of Homeland Security, who had leaked this stuff that had to have come from that database, but nobody was ever arrested because nobody ever is. And they took him out. Somebody at Department of Homeland Security took out Kevin McCarthy. Paul Ryan ended up being speaker. McCarthy had to wait a few years to be speaker. But this is a power that they have. And I think everybody on the Hill knows it, recognizes it, sees it, and knows you better behave. They have everything on you, all of it. We all have something, even if it's not like an affair. We've all got like something we shouldn't have said to our spouse in the heat of the moment, something we shouldn't have joked about. So there's something on every one of us that in the right light would look horrible.
We all have sinned.
Yes, exactly. Because they have it. They have all of it. So just to empower the FBI like that. So keep your fingers crossed today, though. The good news is that Ralph Norman from, our Congress member here in the upstate, Ralph
Fifth
Norman
district,
has led the fight against this. He was one of the 19 that said, no, you need a warrant, which is exactly what the founding fathers would have said. Yeah. That's why they put the Fourth Amendment there. So good for him. William Timmons has been all over the place on this issue, but he voted correctly. He voted right on Friday. So good for him. We pretty much, it seems like Jeff Duncan voted correctly as well. It seems like the upstate, we've got them pretty well locked down.
Yeah.
So, and that's good. It's just, the problem is so many other Republicans. I don't know if maybe there's ignorance there too, or just what.
I just don't understand it. The willingness to compromise on certain core issues. I think that's what it is.
Yeah.
And, you know, there are times when there should be compromise. I get it. But when it comes to core issues, when it comes to certain principles, freedom, liberty, life, things along those lines, that's where the line is drawn for hopefully some representatives for us on Capitol Hill, but unfortunately not nearly enough.
And, you know, Democrats never compromise on that stuff.
No.
It's amazing. You watch Democrats. Democrats will have 30% public approval on that stuff and 70% against, and they don't care.
No.
They'll go down with the ship.
Yeah.
That's why they win. They just keep trying until they win.
Yeah.
And we just don't have it. We don't have the will to do it. It's crazy.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.